Hello, and welcome again to another audiobook of Agape Love, Love Is Here's Global Teaching Ministry with Pastor Deborah. That's who's talking to you and who you are listening to. We are in Volume 3 of a wonderful book called The Multitudes. We are beginning episode number 14 called Agape Love, The Greatest Gift. We've been working our way through many, many wonderful hidden mysteries that you may not be aware of. And we're learning about ourselves, about others, about our old, icky, selfish man who needed to die and become born again. And we're learning about a wonderful and loving gift that was given to us called the gift of life, the gift of rebirth through the Heavenly Father, who is agape love, love himself. So we're going to pick up with episode number 14. Let's see where we ended up last time. We had ended up and we were working through some scriptures. And we had just finished reviewing Isaiah 61 and Isaiah 62, spoken to us and written to us from the Old Testament prophet named Isaiah. Now we want to go back to another wonderful scripture, back to Proverbs 8:22-31. But before we begin, let's do a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now, and we bow our heads and our hearts to your words. Open our eyes to see what has been hidden. Open our ears to hear what we have not heard. Open our spiritual minds and hearts to believe what you are saying. Help us to come to much realization and knowledge of your truth of eternal light. And we thank you for helping us through your governor and our teacher, the Holy Spirit, coming through Pastor Deborah's voice and words. For you said you would not leave us alone down here, and you would help us to grow and mature to become all that you desire for us to be. A king, a mature adult with the mind of Christ, and be strong in our identity as the Son of God and the Son of Man, with all rightful authority and dominion on earth as we have in heaven. And we thank you for all your help. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Okay, let's get started. If you got your notebooks out, your pencils and your pens, we will begin. Let's get back to, as I said, Proverbs 8:22-31. Verse 31. I, the Word of God, the King of spiritual Zion, was spiritually always spiritually rejoicing in the spiritually habitable part of his earth, deep inside in the spiritual heart and the mind of God himself, deep in his depths, hidden away where only he could see me. And my, the word spiritual delight, my joy and my pleasure were always spiritually with the sons of men. The Word of God was with God in the beginning. But yet there was a deep thought, a deep desire within this Father that His Word, His deep thoughts would be with His children, His own spiritual creation called humanity. And His goal and desires were that He Himself, through His Word, would be with us and we would have delight and joy in having Him with us through His Word. Now let's go back to another scripture, back to John in the Gospels of the King James Version, John 1:1-5. We were working through this, and now we're going to start verse 2. The same, the Word, the King of Zion, God's only spiritually begotten Son at this time, His only spiritual offspring of His exact image and likeness, His spiritual expression, was in the very spiritual beginning with God Himself, His very own spiritual thoughts, feelings, desires, ideas, concepts, laws, purposes, creeds, judgments. Verse 3. All spiritual and earthly seen things were made, created by me, he says, by agape love, myself, the living anointed word, the king of spiritual Zion, the Son, and spiritually without me, the word, was not anything made that was made. Verse 4, in me, agape love, the word of God, the Son, the anointed king, the apostle, the sent one, out of the very heart and mind of the spiritual mouth of God the Most High himself, the Heavenly Father, the great I Am, the very spiritual image and likeness, the expression of God's innermost thoughts, his very spiritual image and likeness, was spiritual life, power and glory, power to make earthly seen things. And the life and the power was the light, the truth, the knowledge of his very life of spiritual man. Wow, that's enough right there. Just to ponder and think about the power of his own words, the power of the Heavenly Father's thoughts to create life both in the unseen world and the seen world. The seen world was a reflection in the natural, in the earthly world, of all that was in unseen world. God was expanding his territory from the unseen into the seen world, and he would do that so that when he brought forth his children, they too could be kings and rulers and have dominion over land and territory, just as he did in the unseen realm of the kingdom of heaven. He was to create man and place him on this seen territory, this expansion of the kingdom of heaven into new lands and territory, and put his own children there to rule and reign with the very heart and mind through the words of God himself, through his laws, his dominion, his authority, his judgment, and to be the mighty shepherds, administrators, kings and rulers of this newly created land called the earth, and all that was on it, around it, and all that was in the solar systems to come. So let's end right here so we can just ponder and think about the power of these words coming out through the Son, coming out through the offspring, the words, the very breath of God, to speak and decree and declare and to create all of life. Let's just ponder and think about that for a while before we move on. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of hearing about your truth, your light, and your words of living creation. Thank you for showing us yourself, your deep inner thoughts, and the power of creation that you have, that you made for us so that we could be like you, a son of the living God, an offspring of yourself, of your image and likeness, to rule and reign a territory and a land, not only of ourself, of our spirit, soul, and physical body, but of all creation in the seen world, and to be the rulers, the shepherds, the managers, the kings of the unseen government called the kingdom of heaven on earth. Thank you for this little brief insight and beginning into you and into us and into our own identity as being an offspring of the Most High God and filled with agape love and given the greatest gift, you and your love. We thank you in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. And that ends this lesson, this episode, part number 14 of The Multitudes, The Greatest Gift. Come again and continue to listen in these audio books with Pastor Deb. Next lesson will be lesson number 15 of The Multitudes, The Greatest Gift. Ponder and think about this one. This is a powerful. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.